Eagle Crest Mountain Operations Manager Nate Abbott picks out a spot along the 120-foot-long pond to dump in the hydrophone. The pond is about 5 feet deep here. The mic sinks to the bottom, and my headphones tell me the black plastic liner will interfere with all other sounds. Abbott raises the mic so it's well under the water, but not sitting on the bottom. The contest is minutes away. Music is blaring, but all I hear is a muffled drumbeat. Ben Coleman teaches physical science at Juno Douglas High School.
If you have a microphone underneath the surface, you're going to hear the things that are moving through the water pretty loudly, but then, you know, the voices of the crowd and things are going to be pretty muffled because an awful lot of them are going to get reflected off the air-water boundary.
About 40 skiers and snowboarders have entered the contest and are gathering near the top of the race course called Lower Hillary's, dotted with giant slalom gates.
Contestants must run all gates and remain in the designated course or they will be disqualified.
A snowboarder is in the start. All's quiet underwater. The snowboarder crashes practically on top of the mic. Three divers, including Quinn Smith, jump in to get him out.
Our job is to help them get out of the water, take off skis, take off boards, bring them to the edge, push, pull, prod, get them out of the water so everybody's safe and having a good time.
Smith and the other divers are wearing dry suits.
The water is really cold. I mean, it's sitting there in snow. So they're coming along, it's been nice and warm, they hit that water, and the immediate cold shock, the expressions are great.
Green Dinosaur and 12-year-old Riley Crocker was carrying his tail as his skis hit the water. This was his third slush cup. He's never made it all the way across the pond.
It was really fun.
What was fun about it?
The cold water, and it's fun when you go off the jump because you know you're about to hit the water.
A hedgehog, known as 13-year-old Eli Wharton, also got dunked.
It wasn't as cold as I thought it was.
Sounds travel faster through water than through air, though standing at the sidelines listening through headphones, the difference seemed imperceptible to me. Coleman says water emphasizes some frequencies. For example, skis versus snowboards.
And as much as they're different lengths and widths and thicknesses, they'll vibrate with different frequencies, so I think there'd be differences in pitch for different stiffnesses of skis.
Though the mic picks up its own movement, listen as this small skier hits the water and sails across. Here's a bigger guy who crashes, and divers help get him out of the water.
Next up, Peter Nave, male, 23.
Former Juno ski racer Peter Nave had no trouble skiing the 120-foot pond. The hydrophone was off. Here's the sound from on top of the water. Now let's turn on the hydrophone. Slush Cup prizes were given for best accuracy, best costume, and of course, showing off. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.